Wow. Our minds have the capacity to be aware of being aware. They already have that capacity. It's not so much that we have to learn how to do that. It's more that perhaps we need to learn how to recognize it when it's happening. Recognize that it does happen. Our minds actually do this. Our minds will shift between being aware of awareness and being aware of experience. And it's just the being aware of awareness isn't something that we've learned to appreciate or learn to think of as valuable, perhaps in our usual conditioning of our lives. And so we start to hear teachings about this might be useful, and maybe we begin to recognize it. Let's try a little experiment. If your eyes are closed, open your eyes. Do you know that you're seeing? Probably yes, you know that you're seeing. Did you know that you were seeing before I asked you to be aware that you were seeing? What was the difference there? There's a little shift, perhaps, a clearer recognition that you were seeing. And so in that moment, kind of the awareness of seeing, the seeing got clearer through being aware of seeing. So, you know, that both of them got heightened, both the seeing and the awareness of seeing got heightened. So there's a little kind of clue in there as to what it feels like to be aware of awareness. As we start to recognize this possibility of being aware of awareness, it can be a seductive experience, let's say. It can be something that we like, that we want to kind of get back to. It can have a quite a sense of ease in it at times. And so that may be partly what we're drawn to. Not so much the fact that, oh, this is a cool experience, but more that it comes with some ease. And so when we do first kind of stumble into that, we might try to create the experience. Try to do it, try to find it. And you know, that'll create some stress, that'll create some suffering, probably. Over time, it can get easier. It can almost be like an intention. Like at this point, often I can just kind of go, oh, let's see, you know, let me shift to that quality. It's the mind is familiar enough with it that there can be just a subtle intention to shift to it. But early on in our exploration of this, very often we're trying to find it. We're looking for it. We're looking for what it means to be aware of awareness, as opposed to kind of that relaxation. The very looking for it gets in the way of seeing it. But that didn't stop me. That didn't stop me from trying and yeah, getting headaches about, you know, trying to do that. And so I did report this to Sayadaw, that I was getting a headache about trying to, see awareness of awareness. And he just laughed and he said, sometimes your awareness will be connecting, sometimes it'll be much more. They're both happening at the same time, right? The experience and the awareness of the experience, they're happening at the same time. Sometimes the attention is a little more connected to the object or what's happening, and sometimes it will naturally kind of be more interested in being aware. And so he suggested that I simply kind of be curious when awareness, when there was a kind of a more attunement to the experience, and when there was an attunement to being aware. Just notice that it can go back and forth. We don't have to make it happen. It's awareness is the momentum of the awareness, the momentum of the mindfulness is being cultivated when we're aware of objects as well. There are some things that may be valuable about being aware of awareness. In some ways, perhaps, when we're aware of awareness and not choosing or directing the attention or so focused on objects, we can be more kind of curious about, what's coming into awareness? What's the kind of unfolding experience that's happening? So, in awareness of awareness, there's much more, there can be more receptivity to just. Rather than kind of being in charge of what's happening, being in charge of where our attention is, we're just recognizing kind of the natural unfolding of our experience. And so the conditionality of our experience can be more maybe available to be seen or revealed when we're attuned to being aware. As opposed to focus on the qualities or the experiences of the object itself. Not to say that in looking at the objects, there's not something that we can learn about conditionality, but there may be certain aspects of conditionality that can be seen with the awareness of awareness. When I first heard about this teaching, I heard from somebody, oh, this teacher, Sayadaw Utejaniya, he teaches awareness of awareness. I thought, oh, that sounds cool. I want to find out what that's like. And I had this idea, just that idea of awareness. I thought it would be like being in some very refined state of mind where it was all light and bliss and just like you're just aware of being aware. That's what I thought. Something like that, and that it would be a kind of like this very expansive and bright and just, kind of floaty kind of experience. That kind of thing can happen. That experience of, touching into a very expansive state, the mind filled with light. That tends to happen with concentration practice, and we can be aware of that. So awareness can know that experience. But awareness can be very ordinary. This is one of the beauties of learning about awareness of awareness. It becomes almost second nature in a way. To be present with ourselves as we go through our day. At one point, I was supporting Sayadaw on a retreat at the Insight Meditation Society in Massachusetts, and I picked him up and I was driving him to the center, and he asked me, "What are you aware of while you're driving?" And I named some of the things I was noticing at the time. I said things like, I'm aware of seeing and the sensation of my hands on the steering wheel. I said things like that. I named objects. And he said, "You should be aware of awareness, it's safer." And at that point, it wasn't safer, because at that point, it's like I didn't quite have that capacity to just kind of land, aware of awareness. It was still something that, you know, kind of like I was learning about. I was learning about what it meant and how it worked to be aware of awareness. And so, you know, to try to do being aware of awareness while I was driving, that actually would not have been safer. But I understand now what he's pointing to, that in that place, when you're simply aware and knowing that you're aware, the mind is very receptive. It's much more broadly receiving what's coming. It will naturally attune to what needs to be attuned to. It will be attuned to, you know, seeing if there's something that comes in the road, or, you know, attuned to oncoming cars. It's like the attention will naturally be attuned when we are kind of in the field of just that receptive, aware of being aware. It's not like the objects aren't there and not like we're not able to respond to the objects. Again, really ordinary at times. It can be really ordinary. The experience of being aware will in some respects depend on how our minds are functioning at the time. If they're functioning in an ordinary way, taking in ordinary objects, doing ordinary things, it will feel pretty ordinary. If we're sitting in meditation in a refined state of concentration, it will feel maybe expansive or blissful or very still. So the awareness, learning about being aware of awareness, that awareness as a capacity of mind, as a capacity of our human system, it's really flexible. And one of the things I was pointing to in the guided meditation, you know, just naming some of the different ways that we might experience awareness through how it's experiencing objects. Picking things up one at a time, a flowing between experience, maybe a kind of a discrete popping between experience, sometimes focused, sometimes broad. So kind of more interested in how the mind is aware, as opposed to focusing on the qualities of the object. And that place of being aware of awareness, you know, there was one time where it became really clear to me what the experience of being aware of awareness with the objects. It was like they were very balanced. The awareness, it wasn't so focused on the awareness that I didn't know the qualities of the object. You know, that the qualities of the objects were very clear. There was a lot of understanding of what was happening in the world. I was walking at this point, you know, just walking through the monastery and seeing and hearing and understanding, you know, what I was seeing and hearing, and aware that I was understanding and seeing and hearing. So it felt very balanced. It was so natural. So it felt like I landed in the mind doing its thing, how the mind functions, and wasn't involved in any way in trying to do anything with it. It was really clear in that moment. That's actually the experience I had. I got a headache trying to recreate. But it was just very clear, you know, that, you know, so sometimes we stumble into a real clarity of knowing the experience itself. At other times, you know, it can just be more like the understanding. I know that I'm aware. So at times perhaps, if you have a sense of being clearly aware of some experience, You have a sense of knowing that you're aware of an emotion or a body sensation, you know, just being aware and more in the experience of it, you know, knowing the qualities of the object of the experience. Perhaps you could just kind of, and maybe this will arise and maybe it won't, maybe this reflection or this question will arise. Awareness is happening too in this moment. What is that like? So it's just a kind of a recognition. So when the mindfulness is happening, you know, when you know that you're aware of objects, the awareness of those objects is already happening. And it's just kind of like a cueing in your mind of that curiosity. Awareness is happening. What's it like to be aware of that? Don't try to find it. It's much more of that stepping back and letting your body and mind show you what that is. So there's a question in the chat. Can you speak to the topic of embodied awareness? Would this make the body an object, or is it more a vessel for knowing, for receptivity? You know, the experience, I think the experience of embodied awareness is, that may be a way in for us at times to be aware of awareness. When we are aware of body, and sometimes there can be a sense of the whole body, perhaps, we can be aware of the awareness of the body. Our bodies and minds are so intimately connected. So if there's a sense of embodied awareness, of the sense of present in the body, with the body, that's really useful. You know, that's a really useful way to be in the world. And so if you have access to that, that's a form of being aware of awareness. It's not the only form. So that's just the piece I would encourage, you know, not clinging to it as being, that's what I'm looking for. It's useful, and it can be, maybe it's a way for you to land with being with this receptive awareness in your daily life. I often find when I become aware of awareness, you know, it's like, you know, the becoming aware of awareness, there's a very broad sense. You know, not only does the awareness become aware of like the body moving through space, but it's also aware that they're seeing and hearing happening and stuff going on in the mind. And it can be much broader than just embodied awareness. And there is a very dynamic interchange between body and mind. There's the, you know, when we experience things in the mind, they tend to affect the body. Even a word dropped in will have an effect on the body. It can have an effect on the body, you know. So there's a really strong connection between what goes on in our mind and what comes into our body. It's just this interweaving between body and mind. And so there's often a lot of information in the body. Gill sometimes says that our body is like this very receptive antenna. And then there's that sense of receptive awareness again. He does use that phrase also. I think, Gil was the first person I heard this phrase from, receptive awareness. So our body, our senses are very much receivers. They receive what's happening in the world, and then the mind, processes it. We don't process what comes in through our senses without the mind. And then the mind in turn kind of informs us through body sensations about what's going on. Is it possible to have an awareness without the body? Probably. I've not experienced it myself. I've been told that other teachers have experienced this, other people I know have experienced this. And I just imagine too, and so much of my bodily awareness is in, the kind of the visceral area here, in my heart and my stomach. And there's so much information that comes from this area. But there are people who have had spinal injuries at the neck, and don't have any sensation from the neck down. And they are aware. Is it just that they have an embodied awareness of this part of the head that has sensation and, that's how they're aware? I think there's something more than that. I think there is that sense of awareness that may not have to be directly connected to the body. And yet it is a way for most of us, those of us who have the fortune of having complete spines and full neural connection with our body. There's a lot of information there. And touching into the awareness of that and being aware of that is a kind of embodied experience. Really, really useful. So another question from the chat. Can you talk about expansive versus focused awareness? Is awareness of awareness that you always have a slightly broader focus than just the object? Not necessarily. So when attention is focused, the awareness can know that focus. The awareness is functioning in a focusing way, and there can be the knowing of that. Sometimes the experience is more broad, that the attention kind of steps back and has more broadness. If the object or the experience, like we talked about diffuse objects, there the experience will feel very broad. I'd say sometimes the experience where, like when driving, for example, that awareness is pretty broad. When I'm in daily life, it seems useful to cultivate that more broad kind of just receiving from wherever is useful at this moment. But sometimes even in there, like if I'm driving and suddenly somebody comes up and cuts me off, my attention's going to focus on that. What do I need to do? And the mind is going to kind of like narrow down to how much space is there between me and the car in front of me. That is where the awareness will go. So sometimes as I said in the guided part of the morning, just noticing how we are aware of experience, sometimes focused, sometimes broad. Just that the kind of how we know experience can be a way in to knowing the awareness itself. No, and a question about the car example. Is the awareness of awareness, are we aware of the quality of mind E.g., how that is, how are we responding? Our relationship to driving, felt sense of driving. I'm trying to unpack this object of meditation that is awareness. I'm not sure I would call awareness an object of meditation. It's a different way of knowing. So an object of meditation is when we kind of like look at something. There's the kind of the awareness of the thing. Yeah, this is hard to describe. I do the best I can. There's this I would say in some ways the awareness of awareness is more of an understanding or a knowing of how awareness is working in this particular moment. It's not a turning towards awareness. And so sometimes in being aware of awareness while driving, we might know how we're responding, our relationship to driving, but also it might be pretty focused at times. So it's much more flexible. It's very responsive, I'd say. And again, I wouldn't try to do this so much. It's almost more like we stumble into it through hearing it talked about. I mean, for me, this was definitely the case. I heard Sayadaw talk about this so much and began to be curious about, and this instruction, the instruction he gave me about notice when the awareness knows the awareness and when it knows the object, so kind of the back and forth quality of that, the awareness that I'm aware. But again, the awareness that I'm aware doesn't mean that the objects go away. It's actually I'm aware that I'm aware of the objects. So knowing that, and when it's more, the attention is more in the object. So just that instruction was useful for me in terms of kind of seeing that there was this very natural, again, our capacity to, we have a capacity to do this. Our system is designed like this. It's like our human system is designed to be aware that we're aware. Amazing. And we can begin to know that. So it's more that we begin to begin to understand it, and then there is the experience. There's some kind of quality. Maybe it comes as that sense of embodied awareness. Maybe it's just a sense of knowing that we're aware. Sometimes that there's kind of sensations like as I'm exploring the what it's like right now, right now. It feels like a little bit of brightening or some kind of just infusion of understanding. There's at this moment, there's a kind of a broad, pervading recognition of a bright mind that can know what's happening. When the mind is more concentrated or focused, it can have a different feeling. So this is something that also I learned from Sayadaw, not to land on one way, okay, this is what it feels like. Okay, this is what I'm going for. That feeling of that broad, expansive sense of like pervading quality, that's one way it can feel. Let's see. We should take a break. There's a lot of questions in the chat. We'll get to some of those in a minute, but it's time to take a break. So let's take a break for about 5 minutes.